Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I am an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is episode number 175, and I'm recording this on the evening of February 5th, 2009. Well, if you've been listening to some of the recent podcasts, you've noticed that I've done several podcasts recently on Smithsonian resources. I've done some things with Lincoln and kind of promoted the online conference that actually happened yesterday and today, which was great, by the way, and I hope to do a podcast about in the near future. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the broader efforts that the Smithsonian's been doing as far as Web 2.0. Just to give you a little bit of background, last year as one of the State Teachers of the Year, they had a Smithsonian Day for us when we were in Washington in May of 2008, and they showed us some behind-the-scenes stuff at Smithsonian, and they also had some of us sign up as teacher ambassadors to kind of spread the word a little bit about some of the resources that the Smithsonian has for teachers. And I've been doing a couple things recently, just kind of looking at some resources, and I've really been pleasantly surprised in the last week or so as I've kind of gone to several of the Smithsonian sites and really looked to see what they have available for teachers. And I found an amazing collection of lesson plans. I found tons of resources, worksheets, interactive things. I did something as far as a screencast just last week about the interactive Gettysburg Address they currently have. But tonight I wanted to talk about just kind of an overall feel that I'm getting as I go through their websites and some of the things that they have online. So many times when I'm at a conference or I'm talking to colleagues and the topic of Web 2.0 comes up and, you know, you show somebody what Twitter is or you show somebody Flickr, and even though they get the concept of what that application does, the next question always seems to be, well, that's great, but how does this really fit into my history classroom? Or how does this fit into my language arts classroom, science classroom, whatever? And I think a lot of times we're still struggling today with how these new media tools and the whole participation on the web really fits into our classrooms, and then also into how we as teachers collect information and create our own knowledge that we can then bring into the classroom for our students. And I came across the American History website. Obviously, as an American History teacher, this is one of the Smithsonian sites that I really like, but if you're not familiar, the National Museum of American History has gone through about 2 years of renovation and just recently, a couple months ago, reopened to the public and have a ton of amazing new displays. The flag that inspired the Star-Spangled Banner has now been, I guess, reconditioned or restored. I don't really know if restored is the correct word, but it's currently back on display. And they do have some new exhibits, and it's supposed to be amazing. Next time I go to Washington, something that I definitely want to see. But the thing that struck me was when you go to their website, they do have a blog button on the bottom, and the National Museum of American History maintains a blog called Oh Say Can You See. And it started back in October of 2008, and as somebody that loves history and loves technology, this is a fascinating blog and something that I think a lot of you as history teachers should add to your aggregator or your reader, because it's really kind of like a behind-the-scenes look at what's happening on the Mall in the American History Museum. For example, since October they've had different blog posts about Stephen Colbert's portrait being put into the museum, kind of a funny type thing. But they've talked about how they moved the flag in, and they've shot video, they've shot pictures. They talked about what happened during the inaugural. Some of the staff members slept in the offices and talked about that experience and, you know, how they were so excited about everything that was happening out on the Mall and, you know, all the people that were there just a couple weeks ago. Just a lot of behind-the-scenes kind of just simple type stuff that they're talking about that happens at the museum that I, as history teacher in Missouri, find interesting. And if you look on the blog, the other thing that was really fascinating to me was down on the bottom, it also says, find us on Facebook, find us on Flickr, find us on YouTube, and then find us on Twitter. So there's buttons where you can use all those applications to then connect to the people at the American History Museum. So I'm currently signed up as a fan of theirs on Facebook. And when you go to their Flickr site, they've got tons of photographs. Photographs from the grand opening, they got photographs of displays, they've got pictures of what it was like during the inauguration, just tons and tons of stuff on Flickr. When you go to the YouTube site, they've got videos of a ton of different things. They've got somebody talking about the ruby slippers and how the ruby slippers are important to the museum and what it looks like when they put them in after they renovated the entire museum. So they've got a short little video about that. They also talk about what they're collecting from the 2008 presidential conventions. They have several curators talking about, you know, what they collect and why they collect it. Just some really cool stuff that, you know, might only be 2 or 3 minutes, but might be something that would be really cool to bring into a classroom, or just as a history teacher, you might find interesting about the Smithsonian. And then, of course, on Twitter, they do have a Twitter account, so they're putting new information out there on a regular basis about things that are happening at the Smithsonian, and then also links. You know, it's not just like, hey, you know, at 10 o'clock we're doing a presentation on, you know, one of our artifacts. It's stuff that you can actually access from home and then follow along and maybe gain a resource for a classroom situation. So I'm really impressed with what the Smithsonian is doing. I know they currently have a new secretary in charge of the Smithsonian, and one of the blog entries on the Osaken UC, actually the most recent blog entry, talks about a conference that they recently had called Smithsonian 2.0, and it's a really impressive conference that they just got done with about a week ago, and there's actually a link that they have to it. They had some really high-level people on Web 2.0 come and speak. People from Facebook and people from Flickr Commons. They had Clay Shirky there talking about just Web 2.0 in general, the author of Here Comes Everybody. And amazingly, a lot of these things are actually available as webcasts. So just somebody in the average public can really get some insight into what some of these people are saying about using new media just in a museum in general. Matthew MacArthur is the director of new media at the National Museum of American History, and he's the person that posted the most recent blog entry, and just that title, director of new media. I really think that it shows the Smithsonian is being proactive and really becoming part of what we're all using in society to communicate. And I don't really know what the point of this podcast is other than to say I'm really impressed with what the Smithsonian's doing. I'm now subscribed to their blog. It's coming into my reader on a daily basis. I'm signed up on Twitter. I'm connected with them on Facebook. So I'm just really excited about being able to kind of see what's happening on the Mall, because I don't get to Washington, D.C. very often. I'm not able to walk into the museum on a regular basis. And these things allow me to bring that content into my classroom. And then also just as a person interested in history. I mean, if you're a history teacher, I mean, you have to have an interest in the American History Museum there on the Mall. So that's my thoughts for tonight. If you have any thoughts on the Smithsonian and how they're using Web 2.0, I think that we as educators are really going to start to see a push on the Smithsonian getting out front and using a lot of these tools. And I can't wait to see what comes in the future from the Smithsonian. So those are my thoughts for tonight. Remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Until we talk again soon, good night.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzavound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.